Here in the Washington area, for example, the name of Maryland Congressman Chris Van Hollen, certainly familiar to his constituents in the 8th Congressional District. Van Hollen was recognized for his work last year in co-authoring an amendment to the massive stimulus bill, which would have provided legal protections for federal and state whistleblowers.
It's trying to make sure that those people who expose and report wrongdoing are not punished for telling the truth. It's as simple as that. And we all need to make sure that we pass legislation to protect people who do that, whether they're in the national security field or in the domestic area. In fact, in the national, the idea of sort of saying that national security whistleblowers don't need protection is absurd on its face, because these are people who are dealing with our national security issues, and you would hope that we would welcome the notion that somebody who detects wrongdoing in a national security agency or waste, you know, fraud or abuse, waste of taxpayers' dollars, would feel free to come forward and report that.
The so-called Van Hollen-Platts Amendment was eventually stripped from the compromise version of the stimulus bill in an effort to attract more conservative and centrist support. Nonetheless, Van Hollen has indicated that he may reintroduce his amendment sometime in the near future and suggest that even whistleblowers not directly connected to the federal government receive protection.
And the notion that people who work for contractors somehow should not be protected also doesn't make sense, especially because we know that so many contractors are, of course, in the business of doing work that's contracted out by the federal government. So if we accept the notion that federal employees should have whistleblower protections for exposing wrongdoing, it makes no sense to say you're not going to extend similar protections to people who are doing work contracted out by the government. And when it comes to other issues that aren't just dollars and cents issues in the narrow sense, but things like the integrity of the scientific process, it also makes sense that you provide some protection for people who say, listen, we just discovered that they've changed the report that was put together by scientists, and they changed it at the behest of some special interests. Again, we want to protect the public interest.
Another lawmaker recognized by the National Whistleblower Center is Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill, the recently named chair of the Senate Ad Hoc Subcommittee on Contracting Oversight. As a former Missouri State Auditor, McCaskill told me she has a special spot for whistleblowers.
Their work should be respected and revered. It is difficult work because it's lonely work, but it is righteous. And they are doing what they should do for taxpayers and for our government. Our job is now to make sure they have the protections they need so they do not have to fear retaliation for their professional careers.
Senator, tell us about how you feel about whistleblowers will maybe color or direct some of the work that your new subcommittee is going to do.
Well, and you know, I hope that it will be a comfortable home for whistleblowers, my subcommittee on contracting oversight, particularly since we have given contractors a lot of whistleblower protection. You know, all the contractors within the Defense Department, all the contractors within the stimulus bill, the Consumer Product Safety Commission area, that is where we have been able to pass very, very comprehensive protections for whistleblowers. So I hope because of that, they will feel comfortable coming to my committee and to tell their stories.
And tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive, we'll hear from the president of the National Whistleblower Center, Steve Cohn, on the case for special protections for whistleblowers who work in the national security area. Now, it's a story we've heard before, but it's worth talking about again because this is an area into which the next generation of whistleblower protection bills are expected to venture.
So, Max, are there not many protections? I thought there were some, at least some protections for whistleblowers.
Yeah, there are some. I mean, there's certain limited, there are certain procedures that are available to federal workers. One of the things they talked about this morning at the national, or at the whistleblowers, I guess, convention, is for lack of a better way to put it. They talked about the fact that there's a survey out now that says that usually feds are willing to go to the first step, which is usually to take it to a supervisor. Mm-hmm. And after that first step, then they start to see just how complicated the process is, and how they raise their level or their vulnerability to retribution if they escalate it. And so in many cases, you've got a lot of feds who will not go beyond raising it with their supervisor, and usually it's taking it to that next level that is where you usually get some sort of an effect. So they're, you know, what they're trying to do here with legislation is to try to bolster that a little bit and give feds a little bit more protection so that they will be more willing to come out and talk about instances of waste, fraud, and abuse.
Great. And so go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask very, very briefly about the national security arena. It seems like there would have to be special protections for those people and that they would have to be under very particular circumstances.
Yeah, very particular circumstances, Amy, because Steve Cohn talked particularly about the case. And again, it's a case that's widely known about an FBI agent who was in charge of intel for 9/11. He was the liaison to other intelligence agencies. He tried to pass along the information that eventually was discovered was the key to 9/11. And he was stymied by a supervisor, and later on was threatened with retribution because he was going to blow the whistle on it. So a lot more tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Jane Norse, and then we'll also have more on federalnewsradio.com.